Canada while it was taken by the British, and then became an independent nation. Yeah, this independent kingdom, Ryukyu, became part of Japan. Hundreds of years before that, it had strong links with China, and it is actually quite close to Taiwan and in the East Chinese Sea. So right in between Japan and China, home to one of the most devastating battles of World War II. I read that about a third of the island's populations died during this terrible tragedy. And while Japan surrendered Okinawa after the war, there's over 200,000 American troops that came in. And then in the 70s, it became once again controlled by Japan. So Chinese influence early on, and then Japanese, and then American, and now it's part of Japan again. So Okinawa, very, very distinct part of Japan, and it's home to about 1.4 million people. Most of those live in the capital city of Okinawa called Naha, over a million of them. So yes, going to keep playing music. You're going to next hear a cool rock band. So we'll hear a little bit more of the old folk music later on, but I wanted to jump into something a bit more modern. The group called Begin, and the track Karayushi no Yoru. Here, Music of Okinawa.
Oh,
Everybody. So, oh man, some amazing modern folk music right here. Still going in the background. It's like 10 minutes long, so keep it going. But we got a lot of other great stuff coming up next, so sadly I'll just leave this chilling. This is Wandering Rhythms, by the way, and we are currently exploring the sounds of Okinawa, Japan, also known as Ryukyu, the ancient kingdom. And there is a distinct language in Okinawa, by the way, which makes my task of discovering the music a little more complicated. Apparently this language is largely incomprehensible to speakers of Japanese and has a much more complex honorific system than Japanese. So I just throw my hands in the air and wave them like I just don't care, but I do care, and this is beautiful music. So that was Ayano, still going on, as you can hear, Ayano Uema, beautiful young singer and Sanshin player. And yeah, it's been a trifecta of Sanshin tunes, actually three of the first four featuring this instrument. And yeah, the most iconic instrument and master Sanshin crafter, Mr. Nakamine, says, in my opinion, the instrument is really coming back, and young people are getting interested in it. And he calls himself, as a craftsman, Shadow Warrior, because in the end, they're only working in the shadow of the musician. So yes, the beautiful instrument. And this track, by the way, is called Aisa Nagashi. Before this singer, who also performs folk music, or pop music, that is, as well, but this is a folk tune. Before this, you heard some rock and roll by a group called Mongol 800. The song was Some Day, and perhaps an ode to the people who lost their lives and the terrible war fought in Okinawa, and then the preceding nearly 30 years of American occupation. And by the way, there are still American troops stationed in Okinawa, Japan, supposedly keeping peace in East Asia, but there's also nuclear weapons that they keep there. And before Mongol 800, we heard Begin, another sort of modern folk rock group, also featuring this lovely three-stringed Japanese instrument. The track Katayushi no Yuro, This Happy Night, and in the Okinawan language, Katayushi means happy. And yeah, one more piece of folk music on the Sanshin. This one is maybe something you'll recognize. I just got to play one more because it's so much fun. There is a record that came out recently called Soul Dakudan, and it is a record, actually two full records, of Beatles covers done in the Okinawan folk style. So here you're going to hear a piece of music from 1964, originally written. The original is called 8 Days a Week. Ain't got nothing but love, girl. 8 days a week. Yeah, that's right. One of the Beatles classics. And here, done in a revolutionary Japanese folk style. On Wandering Rhythms. And then we're going to hit some more modern sounds. And somehow Latin influence is alive and well in South Japan. Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you.
20mm 浴びても平気だ子供は20mm すぐに影響ないんだみんな騙されたんだ悪い大人の言うこと